Chapter 3. Author note. Whoa, that escalated quickly.
I admit, Miranda said quietly, standing and taking a few steps toward the living room. I didn't actually think that things would progress quite this far.
Andy got up and followed her, sat on the couch, despite the fact that Miranda was still standing. Waited.
I suppose I thought, it seemed as though the clothes at Runway made you happy.
She was turned almost completely away from Andy now, head tilted slightly back, wine glass cups between both hands.
And I wanted that for you.
Andy's breath caught.
That wasn't all, though, she said.
Miranda closed her eyes for a moment.
No, she said. No, it wasn't.
You liked it, Andy said, and she saw Miranda's quick intake of breath, saw the flush that was just starting to fade from her cheeks return in full force.
You liked it. You liked thinking of me and something of yours.
Faintly now.
Yes.
A low throb, hot and insistent, was starting between Andy's thighs. She put her wine glass on the end table.
You liked that I didn't know it was you.
She saw Miranda's hands tighten on the wine glass, and was suddenly absolutely certain that Miranda had gotten off on those gifts just as much as Andy had. She stood up slowly, moved toward Miranda. In her bare feet, Miranda seemed much smaller. Andy reached around Miranda and gently took the glass out of her hand, placed it carefully on the end table beside her own. Miranda hadn't turned around, but she hadn't turned further away from Andy either. Andy stepped into Miranda's space, and Miranda didn't move away. She was 6 inches from Miranda now, could feel heat radiating off her body. She raised a hand, let it hover at Miranda's elbow. Miranda's breathing was uneven, shallow. She stood absolutely still. Andy put her hand on Miranda's arm. Miranda's soft gasp sent bolts of electricity through Andy's entire body. Andy stepped closer.
I imagined it was you, she murmured,
her lips brushing the shell of Miranda's ear.
I wanted it to be you.
Goosebumps now, on the back of Miranda's neck.
You could have asked me, in Paris, Andy whispered. I would have said yes.
Sudden movement. Miranda was turning, hands coming up to either side of Andy's face, eyes ablaze.
You,
she gritted out, and then her mouth was on Andy's. The shock of it almost threw Andy off her game completely, but she rallied fast and caught the kiss. If Miranda noticed Andy's surprise, she didn't seem to mind. She kissed hard, almost desperately, and when Andy felt the hot press of a searching tongue on her lips, she opened her mouth and let Miranda lick her way in. She found Miranda's waist, yanked her closer, working one hand beneath her shirt to slide over the hot, smooth skin of her back. Miranda moaned, and Andy nearly passed out from desire.
You wanted to... what?
She gasped into Miranda's throat, teeth scraping Miranda's jaw.
Own me? You did that without even trying.
No. Miranda's hand curled into her hair.
Not that. I wanted you to... You didn't need anyone, Andrea.
I thought of you anyway. Andy caught Miranda's face between her hands and looked her straight in the eye. Miranda's pupils were dilated, her face flushed. She was breathing hard.
I thought of you all the time, Miranda.
She ought to have known that there was no purer aphrodisiac on earth to Miranda Priestley than those very words. Miranda made a sound that was practically a growl and yanked Andy down to kiss her again. And it pushed Andy, walking her backward, until Andy's calves hit the couch and she sat down hard. She found herself, suddenly, with a lapful of Miranda, knees splayed on either side of her thighs, hands braced on the couch behind her, and kissing her as though it was the last thing she was going to do in her life. 96% of Andy, the 96% that had been driving the entire evening's endeavor, was all in, ready to dive into whatever this was, this incredibly hot, incredibly hedonistic romp on Miranda's couch. Unfortunately, the 4% that was still rational was screaming at her to pump the fucking brakes already.
Miranda, she said, pulling back.
Miranda's groan was half desire, half annoyance.
Don't tell me you're having second thoughts now.
No. Andy slipped a hand over the back of Miranda's neck and pulled her close enough to lick the hollow of her collarbone, earning a soft whimper for the effort.
Just something to look forward to for next time.
Miranda shifted, half rolled, sat down beside her. She didn't look at Andy, and if she was at all embarrassed, Andy was going to hate herself forever. Tension in her joint neck. Andy could see it, and leaned over to kiss where the muscles were tight.
Besides, she added in a low, teasing voice, I might want a new dress by then, or, you know, something nice to match the lingerie.
Miranda pulled away from Andy's wondering lips and faced her, eyes burning.
I will buy you, she said, her voice as low as Andy's, whatever you desire.
Andy got up, reached down, and pulled Miranda to her feet.
I'm going to go, she said.
Because it's late, and it's a weekday, but next time. She brought her lips close to Miranda's ear, gently caught the lobe between her teeth, hearing Miranda's hiss of breath when she did it. Next time, I'm going to show you exactly what I desire. Miranda's fingers bit into her hip.
Don't make promises you can't keep, she warned.
Andy met her eyes. Never have, she said. Never will. She walked backward, kissing Miranda all the way to the door. Night, she said, once she was on the front step, and she finally let herself grin.
You certainly look pleased with yourself.
Miranda leaned on the door jamb, her lips tight at the corners, as though she was trying not to smile. Andy gave her a little shrug.
Turns out you like messy, she said,
reaching out to touch Miranda's tousled hair. See you, Miranda. Miranda rolled her eyes.
Good night, Andrea, she said.
End of chapter 3.